Well, good morning again, everyone, and thank you for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together, and particularly, we're making our way through 1 Corinthians. This morning, I'm going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, if you recall, back in chapter 3 and previous, Paul has been emphasizing the difference between earthly wisdom and spiritual wisdom. He's been emphasizing the difference between the natural man and the spiritual man, the carnal man, which is guided according to his flesh, and the spiritual man, who is guided by the Holy Spirit. And so in chapter 3, having just said at the end of chapter 2 that we have the mind of Christ, he goes back to talk about the divisions in the church that he brought up in chapter 1 and speaks to another aspect of that to the people to help them to understand truly what's going on in those divisions. And that is that it's really carnal, it's fleshly, it's acting according to our flesh, not acting in accordance with the work and movement of the Spirit in our hearts. And so he says that they were still needing milk and not solid food, and that wasn't good. They weren't understanding and receiving the things that he was teaching them as they ought. And he emphasized that to say that I'm of Paul, or I'm of Apollos, or I'm of Cephas, or I'm of Christ, that's really to be carnal, it's to be fleshly. And they needed to stop doing that, because Christ is not divided, and his body is not divided. In fact, it is to be united as one body, strong in the Lord. But then he goes on to talk about his work and his colleagues' work in church planting. And he really says, you know, who are we but ministers through whom you believed, right? Believed in Christ. And so he is the one, Paul is the one that planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. And that was his real focus, is that the Lord is the one who builds his church. Not men, the Lord is the one who builds his church. Praise him for that. But he also emphasizes in this building that the Lord used Paul and Apollos and others to do, what was the foundation that they built the church upon? It was Jesus Christ. And so therefore, having that solid foundation of Christ, those who came after them to build upon that foundation needed to be very careful in how they built and what they said and what they did and how they did it. Because all things would be proven and be made clear, whether they were good or false or wrong in how they did that. The fire would prove things. But in the end of chapter 3, he then concludes by talking about avoiding earthly and worldly wisdom, right? Saying if you think that you're wise in this age, you really need to become a fool according to the world in order to be wise according to God. And so as he begins chapter 4, he goes back to speak to some other aspects of how the people should really consider him and his colleagues and the apostles and what they are doing in service to God amongst the people of God. So let's dive into the word in chapter 4. Hear it now. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? You are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I could wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we labor, working with our hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore I urge you, imitate me. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up, as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod? Or in love and a spirit of gentleness? Amen. Praise God for this, his very word. Praise God for his work through the Apostle Paul, through Apollos and others, to be a blessing in the Corinthian church, and even a blessing to us, his people, as we read his word and as we glean these truths and applications in our own lives today. Well, God bless you. I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue reading through 1 Corinthians in chapter 5. Take care. We'll see you then.